Very, very quickly this morning, we are proceeding on into this Thanksgiving for which we have come today, celebrating the goodness of God. Psalm 92, verse 1 and verse 2. He said, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. To show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. To show forth his loving kindness in the morning and his faithfulness every night. It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. Psalm 27, verse 13. He said, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of living, in the land of the living. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. This morning we shall be looking at, by way of objective, first of all, understanding our focus for Thanksgiving. What is our focus for Thanksgiving? Secondly, we shall understand the impact of thanksgiving. When you give thanks, I give thanks. What is the impact of it? And thirdly, we'd like to understand the times to give thanks. When do we give thanks? The focus of our thanksgiving, the impact of our thanksgiving, and then the times to give thanks. First of all, it is very, very clear that God is good. And it is a good thing to give thanks. But many people actually want to give thanks and they appear helpless, incapacitated. What do I give thanks for? What do I give thanks about? Many people even think that there is nothing to give thanks for, that there is nothing God has done for them that merits any thank. We're going to X-ray some things that gives us the cause for thanksgiving. What is the focus of our thanksgiving? Why do we give thanks? Number one, we give thanks in appreciation of the gift of life through the year. Appreciation of the gift of life through the year. Psalm 150 and in verse 6, it said, let everything that has praise, that has breath, praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. So the gift of breath, the gift of life, is enough reason to praise the Lord. In Acts of the Apostles, chapter 17 and in verse 25 and 28, the Bible said, neither is worship with men's hands, as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things. For in him we live, in him we move, in him we have our being. As certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. So we give thanks in appreciation for the gift of life through the year. The Bible said in Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 4, it said, for to him that is joined to the living there is hope. You can only have hope if you have life. You can only ask God for things because you have life. If there is no life, there is no hope at all. So we give thanks to God in appreciation for the gift of life. Number two, we give thanks to God for thriving in the midst of hard and difficult times. Thriving for his help. For thriving in the midst of hard and difficult times. Everybody knows the season that we are in the whole of the world. In Psalm 66 and in verse 12, the Bible said, thou hast caused us, caused men to ride over our heads. Some of us, that was our story. We went through fire. We went through the water. But thou broughtest us out into a wealthy place. How many of you are amazed at how you are surviving? When petrol price went haywire, people began to wonder, how do I live? How do we live? How do we survive? And then all manner of things from one to another. But here you are, well dressed. Here you are, seated, composed. There are people, I don't even know how many of us, because the salary that comes is not even enough for the transportation. Yet here you are, alive and well, going from day to day, morning by morning, evening by evening. There are those, give the Lord a praise if you want to do so. Many times we don't know what God has done until somebody points it out, until it is pointed out. Many people committed suicide, but you are not thinking suicide. Am I communicating? Many are thinking of dying, but you are not thinking of dying. It is worth appreciating God to say, Lord, look, I am still standing. I am still thriving. I am still flourishing. I am still here, irrespective of what the devil wanted or whatever is happening around. I am still here. Somebody lift your hand and say, I am still here. Louder, say, I am still here. And I will be here still for a very long time. Say, and the devil can do nothing about me. Shout the loudest, amen. We thank God for helping us to thrive in the midst of hard and difficult times. Number three, we give thanks to God for the maintenance of spiritual buoyancy and vibrancy. For many whose testimony is that, for the maintenance of spiritual buoyancy and vibrancy. The fact that the challenges of life has not drowned you. There are those who will stop coming to church because they have not gotten a job. They have not gotten a child. They have not gotten a husband. There are those who went for alternatives when they were confronted. But for God helping you to remain with him. How many of you know that you cannot even please God without his help? The Bible said it is God who worketh in you both to will and do his good pleasure. Was that not Romans chapter 9 verse 13, 14, 15? Look at that. It is God who worketh in you both to will and to do. The willingness and the, that's right. The willingness and the capacity to do what pleases him. It takes God to work it in you. All right, Philippians 2:13. Sorry about that. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do his good pleasure. For putting in my heart the desire to still worship you. For putting in my heart the desire to still go to church. For helping me to still keep on keeping on. Lord, I am grateful. Look at Psalm 65 and in verse 4. Psalm 65 verse 4. It says, blessed is the man whom thou choosest, and the woman also, and caused to approach unto you. It's a blessed thing for God to choose you. It's a blessed thing for God to assist you to approach him, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. That's right. Blessed is the man. At times you are wondering why some people, no matter what you preach, it doesn't bother them. He said, but blessed is the man whom thou choosest, whom thou caused to approach. That is, you assisted him to draw near to you. You assisted him to have passion for you. You assisted him to be excited and interested in you. Blessed is that man whom thou choosest and caused to approach unto you, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. Somebody say a loud amen. We give God thanks for the maintenance of spirituality, spiritual vibrancy, despite the challenges of the season, despite the challenges of life. Backsliding was not an option. Going back to the world did not cross the mind. Even if it crossed for anybody, any reason, it couldn't stay. Because there is something that has drawn you to God and attached you with God. And that is the greatest blessing I think about in life. Because if the spiritual is in order, the natural will fall in line. He says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. If your spiritual life is in order, it's a matter of time. Every department of your life must fall in line. Why do we give thanks? Number four, we give thanks for divine supplies and provision. Give us this day our daily bread. Divine supplies, divine provision. Give us this day our daily bread. Matthew 6:11. Philippians 4:19. My God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. We give thanks for divine supply and provision. Psalm 68 and in verse 19. Psalm 68 and in verse 19. He said, blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. There are many of us here that God has done things for that money cannot buy. Am I communicating? He has done many things for us that money cannot buy. Do you understand? Money can buy food, but money can't buy appetite. Money can buy a watch, but money can't buy time. Money can buy bed, but money can't buy sleep. Am I communicating? Money can buy a car, but money cannot buy safety. There are many things God has done for us that money cannot buy. Am I communicating at all? Money can organize an elaborate wedding, but money cannot guarantee a successful marriage. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? So it is possible. And there are many of these supplies and this provision that God has done for us that you are not aware of. There are people today who are spending money to breathe. They are on oxygen. They are spending money to go to urinate. They are on dialysis. You are not spending money to do any of those. Lift up your hands and say, Father, thank you. I give you the praise for daily supplies and provision. Be glorified, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. We are praising God for supernatural. We give thanks for divine supplies and provision. Number five, we give thanks for diverse divine interventions in diverse emergency situations, diverse divine interventions in diverse emergency situations. Many times we come into situations of emergency that we didn't bargain for. You found yourself in urgency situations, situations where something must happen fast, where you must be rescued fast, where there must be very fast intervention. There are many who may be like that. In Psalm 20 and in verse 1 to verse 3, the Bible said, "The Lord hear you in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend you. Send you help from the sanctuary. Strengthen you out of Zion. And may he remember all your offerings and accept your burnt sacrifice." Somebody say amen. How many of you have ever been in a situation in your life where after you came out, you don't know how you came out of it? Anybody? That is, whether it is a human conspiracy or an accident situation or whatever situation, how you don't know how you came out. Look at that. Thanks for diverse divine interventions in diverse emergency situations. All you need to do today is when you go back home, just take a list and write down situations, occasions where you found yourself in dire emergencies, urgencies, situations where you found yourself almost locked up or locked in or locked out and you don't know the way out of it, and God showed and God came through for you. We give thanks. It may not be that it happened this year, whether it was last year, whether it was 3 years ago, whether it was 5 years ago, whenever it happened, God intervened. God stepped in. God spoke for you. When there was nobody speaking for you, when everybody was speaking against you, God rose somebody and spoke for you. God just broke protocol for your sake. Can somebody give the Lord the praise and say, "Father, thank you. Father, thank you for coming true for me all the time. I am grateful." Give the Lord the praise. Give the Lord the honor. When do we give thanks? What is the focus of our thanksgiving? Number six, we give thanks for the frustration of enemy plots, agenda, and devices. The frustration of enemy plots, agenda, and devices. This one is in the realm where you don't even know anything. The plot against your life, the agenda against your destiny, the device of hell that you are not aware of. The young lady testified how that she had an accident and then she found herself under the vehicle, and in a flash of a vision, she saw herself crushed by that vehicle, and the voice said that was the plan of the enemy. That's what the enemy planned here just now. And but she came out unscratched. The other lady testified and she said she saw me standing by her bed and rebuking what? Get out! Rebuking a devil and checking a devil out. And she was not even aware. She didn't know. She was not aware of what I was handling or anything. But she said she is convinced that it is unknown battle. Many of us, you don't know the battles God fought for you. That is why you are quarreling with God. That is why you thought God was against you. If you knew the kind of battles God fought for you, the situations that could not see the light of day, what Satan planned, the shame he planned for you, the reproach he planned for you, the disgrace he planned for you. Oh, mahashata kalabaraya dada. In Acts of the Apostles, chapter 12, verse 11, the Bible said, when Peter came to himself, he said, "Now I know for sure that the Lord has sent his angel and has delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews." There are people who are shocked when they see you, when you see shock on the face of people at times. Sometimes it is what they did that didn't work. They look at, he's still alive.
Hey! He's not on crutches. His hand is not paralyzed. We send stroke. We send stroke last time. Hey, somebody say, back to sender.
So who is the native doctor of this man? What kind of power is this? The more we try, the more we fail, and the more it returns. Beloved, this is one of the areas to give God thanks the most. What the enemy planned that could not come to pass. He said, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Our fight is not physical. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is complete. Somebody say a loud amen. Amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Amen. We give thanks to God for the frustration of enemy plots. Agenda and devices. You didn't write down the scriptures? Media. Acts chapter 12 verse 11. Job chapter 5 verse 12. He disappointed the devices of the crafty so that their hands could not perform their enterprise. He disappointed them. You are here today. You are alive today. You went to the village, you returned back. They never planned for your return because God frustrated something. Number seven, we give thanks for the fulfillment of divine promises and prophecies. Divine promises and prophecies. There are promises and prophecies over our lives. For some, it may be that all of it may not have come to pass, but there are some that already came to pass. We give thanks. In Joshua chapter 24, verse 45, he said, they have failed not aught of any good thing which God promised, spoke unto the house of Israel, all came to pass. Isaiah 46 verse 9 to 10. I am the Lord and there is none else. Remember the former things of old, for I am God and there is none else. I am God and there is none beside me, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times the thing that are not yet done, saying my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure. Beside the God, I'd like you to take an inventory. What were the things that were spoken at the beginning of the year? Have you cited any of it? Appreciate God. Is there anything from the Bible that you have seen in your life? If you saw nothing, say, by his stripes you are healed. Are you seeing healing in your and health in your body? Appreciate God for the fulfillment of his promises to you. Number eight, we give thanks for the gift of people, opportunities and favor in our lives. The gift of people. The gift of people. God gives people as gifts to people. In Ephesians chapter 4 and in verse 8, then in verse 11. Ephesians 4, 8, and then in verse 11. Say, wherefore he said, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captives and gave gifts unto men. And verse 11. And he gave some apostles. These are the gifts. And some prophets. And some evangelists. And some pastors and teachers. So God gave an apostle as a gift to a congregation, a generation. He gave a prophet as a gift. He gave an evangelist as a gift. He gave a pastor as a gift. He gave a teacher as a gift. He gave you a wife as a gift. He gave you the gift of children. Many times we take things for granted because they are so available and we end up grounded. God gave you a pastor. That is preaching and teaching the whole counsel of God to you. You appreciate that gift. It's a gift. God gave you. An employer that is not just after what to get from you, but how to help your life grow. Not all employers are like that. God gave you employees that are faithful. I gave a man from this church to somebody who needed somebody to work, to do, carry out some mega projects for him. Projects in hundreds of billions. The man said to me 2 days ago, he said, "Please, sir, do you have another type of this kind of man? Do you have another type?" He said, I am sleeping. I have worked with many people all my life. I didn't find one like this. He said, what he is doing now, nothing can happen without them asking him question. How do we do this? Money is safe. Quality of structure, safe. He said, do you have another type? People are scarce. Quality people are scarce. Normal gravel is plenty, but precious stones are scarce. Are you following what I'm saying here today? When you can look around you and you see a wife that is not a bone in your neck, don't take it for granted. You see a husband that has not made you a punching bag, don't take it for granted. You see children that you say, sit down, they sit. Because there are children that are telling their mother, who do you think you are? Or their father. Appreciate. If you have 4 and there are 3 that are sitting down and there is 1 that is raising shoulder, appreciate God profusely that it is not all 4 of them. The gift of men, the gift of people, is something to thank God for. And I will tell you now, I'll let you know what happens when we are able to give God thanks like this. It's something to appreciate God for. On my schedule, I appreciate God for the people, the quality people of my life. I know I'm called and I'm anointed by his mercies. But I know that my journey would have been limited if I didn't meet a man like Bishop David Oyedepo. If I didn't meet a man like Pastor E. Adeboye. Man, that's without prevarication or equivocation. No pride can reduce that one. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because I know anointed people that are stranded. Heavily anointed, heavily stranded. Because they have no respect for people, the quality people in their lives. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? So it is very, very important. This will make your appreciation list. It will make, because you look around you, there are many things that God has done and you don't care. We thank God for the gift of people, divine opportunities, and favor in our lives. We thank God. Number 9. We thank God for safety and preservation in journeys, both locally and internationally. Trips, journeys, locally, internationally. We thank God for safety and divine preservation. You traveled from here by road to Kaduna, to Bini, and you return back safe. You appreciate God. In Genesis 35 and in verse 5, he said, and they journeyed, and the terror of God was upon the cities that were round about them, and they did not pursue after the sons of Jacob. So as far back as the days of Jacob, there were pursuers. But they journeyed, and God was with them. In Psalm 105, verse 12 to verse 15, he said, when they were but few men in number, yea, very few and strangers in it, when they went from one nation to another, from one kingdom to another people, he suffered no man to do them wrong, yea, he reproved kings for their sake, saying, touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. They journeyed and returned. Now, even in America, in the UK, and everywhere, where you are not talking of bandits or terrorists or on the road or attacking people, you went on a road journey and you returned back. A man testified here the other time, where he traveled, there was no car on the road, no other car coming. His car started some assaulting. A strange wind hit him and he started some assaulting. By the time they broke the car with axe and he came out, when other people came and he stood there wondering, who came out of this car? Where are the corpses? How many people died? Not to talk of the days we are in that God is already helping us in, where there are demon agents on the highway looking for themselves, not you. You went and you came back. It's not a right. It's not skill. It's not of him that willeth or runneth. It's of God that shows. Whether it is by land or by air. You know, on the land, when the car is spoiling, when the car is developing fault, you can park it. How do you park the plane in the air? Whether it is by land or by air, it has to be appreciated. I speak to someone here today. You shall fulfill your days. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen. No devil shall locate you on the highway. The highway shall not be your death trap. No death trap on the highway shall succeed against you. If you are saying amen, say it like you are a believer. No death trap shall succeed against you on the highway. Shout the loudest, amen. Ten, we give thanks for freedom from pain, hurt, discomfort, or inconvenience in the body. Freedom from pain, from hurt, from discomfort, from inconvenience in the body. That is, you are whole, you are healthy. Matthew 8:17. He said, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. 1 Peter 2:24. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you are healed. Twice I have felt certain pain symptom twice, maybe in the last 25 years or something. One day I was at the airport coming out, and all of a sudden I felt an arrow. It was as if it was an unbelievable arrow. It was fired back to hell. You know what I said to God? I said,
People with pain, is this what they pass through? Lord, please let nobody feel anything like this. May God help all of us so that we don't taste what majority of people are living in. There are things that many people are living in. I've seen people who say the highest painkiller has not helped. But you woke up free. There are those with bone pain, crisis of sickle cell anemia. I don't want to mention them so I don't put any fear in your mind. But when you wake up and your own problem is that you don't have a job, thank the Lord. Because there are people who have jobs who will be glad to lose the job if the pain can go. They say, you want this affliction to be healed? Can you lose your job? Say, please, when should you want me to lose it? There are people who will empty every money in their account if they can experience 1 minute of freedom in their body. Just 1 minute. Don't take God for granted. Don't take your health for granted. Don't take your wholeness for granted. There's a song that I heard from my wife some time ago. There are those who have food they cannot eat. There are those who can eat but don't have food. Do you understand?
Federal government colleges, blessing of food.
Blessing of food. Those who have food, they cannot eat. Because they don't have the appetite. They don't have the appetite. There are those whose appetite is plenty. They can eat a pot of food. But where is the food? Eh? It's very, very true. I used to have an uncle. By the time you give him pounded yam in a plate, he will cut it highest 3 times or 4. It has disappeared. That little bolus, what you will cut like this, his own can be like, before you know it, what is the vacancy is available in the plate. He has completely destroyed the food. There is vacancy. Job vacancy for the plate. For replenishment of... Do you understand what I'm saying? But here you are. You don't have need of those problems. Can you lift up your hands and say, Father, thank you. Say, Father, thank you. The other day, I was telling my wife and my daughter, we were together, I think 2 or 3 days ago. I said, once in a while, everybody needs to visit the hospital. Everybody, once in a while, just, even if it's for evangelism, visit the emergency. Visit, if they can allow you to visit intensive care unit. Just pay a visit, just go on. Go to surgery ward. And see people whose legs are hanging in the air. And see those who have amputated legs. Just go to some of those places. I won't even tell you to go to oncology ward. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Just once in a while for evangelism. Then you can appreciate your life, value yourself, value your health. There are people, it's not a prophecy, but that's a reality, who will not know what Christmas is. They won't know what New Year is. They won't know what is the meaning of crossover.
So where's your Christmas dress? Christmas dress. I'm battling to leave. You are talking of Christmas cloth. It will never be your portion. How many of us have any reason to give God thanks this morning? You have many reasons to give God thanks this morning. Lift your hands and say, Father, thank you. Father, thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for making me to thrive in difficult times, in hard times. Thank you for helping me to have relationship with you. Thank you for supplies, for provision. Say thank you for divine interventions in emergency situations. Say, Father, thank you for frustrating enemy plots, agenda, plans, and devices. Say, Father, thank you for the fulfillment of your promises and prophecies to my life. Say, Father, thank you for the gift of people, opportunities, and favor in my life. Say, Father, thank you for safety and preservation in my journeys locally and internationally. You know, even if you have not gone internationally, when you say this is faith. Say, Father, thank you for safety and preservation in my journeys, both locally and internationally. Say, Father, thank you for freedom from pain, from hurt, from discomfort, from inconvenience. Thank you for giving me health. I am grateful. Very, very quickly, as we begin to round off, what is the product, what is the impact of thanksgiving? Number one, thanksgiving establishes the blessing of God in our lives. Malachi chapter 2, verse 2, he said, if you will not hear, and if you will not lay it to heart, to give glory to my name, saith the Lord of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings. I already blessed you, but since you don't give me thanks, I will curse it. I will destroy it. So your thanksgiving will establish it. It prevents your testimony from being destroyed. It prevents your blessing from being destroyed. Number two, thanksgiving multiplies the goodness of God in our lives. John chapter 6 and in verse 11, Jesus saw 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Instead of complaining, he gave thanks. And as he gave thanks, they multiply. All the way to verse 12. Thanksgiving multiplies the goodness of God in our lives. When you thank God for one thing he did, he can begin to do 2 things, 3 things, 4 things, 10 things. It multiplies the goodness of God in our lives. Many people have not seen the goodness of God multiplied in their lives because they don't know what it means to give thanks. Number three, thanksgiving aligns and connects us with the will of God for our lives. It aligns us, connects us. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. It says, in everything, in all things, give thanks. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Give thanks. If you don't want to miss the will of God, give thanks. The will of God in marriage, the will of God in ministry, the will of God in business, the will of God in politics. You don't want to miss the will of God for your life. Give thanks. Give thanks. Thanksgiving. It aligns us on the path of God's will. Number four, thanksgiving ushers us to the path of glory and greatness. Glory and greatness. You want to see glory like never before. Until the glory of your life is almost blinding the eyes of people. You want to see greatness? Give thanks. Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 19.
He said,
and out of them shall proceed thanksgiving, and the voice of them that make merry, and I will multiply them, and they shall not be few, and I will glorify them, and they shall not be small. Those who I will glorify them to make them great, not small, is a part of glorification and greatness. If you are the only person thanking God in your family, it means you will be the only great man there. If you are the only person that knows appreciation in your community, it means you will be the only you'll be the only one that will appreciate in life. It's a path of glory. If you want to escape shame, which is the opposite of glory, give thanks. If you want to escape smallness, give thanks. Out of them shall proceed thanksgiving, and the voice of them that make merry. I decree today, somebody is stepping to that path of glory. Can that amen be louder? Can that amen be louder? The person is stepping to the path of glory and greatness. Shout the loudest amen. Number five, thanksgiving assists in prayer effectiveness. Your prayer is effective. Answers are guaranteed when you know how to give thanks. It assists in prayer effectiveness. We are granted rest and peace at the place of prayer through thanksgiving. Look at Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 to 7. All right, I'll take that as another angle. He said, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus. It assists that, you see, you have not thanked God for all the things he has done, whether they are obvious or not obvious or oblivious to you. And yet you are asking God for more things in prayer. You are wasting your time. You are wasting your time. God has no business with the ungrateful. You thank him for his finger, then you can see his hand. You thank him for his hand, you can see himself. Am I communicating? Thanksgiving facilitates prayer effectiveness. There are times when you go to the place of prayer and you are asking nothing but thanking him for everything. Thank him for everything. That was number what? Do you normally forget to put the scriptures in from the media? Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. Now, number six, thanksgiving is the way of rest and peace in life. Rest and peace. We saw that in Philippians 4, 7 already. And the peace of God. You want a life that is peaceful and restful, not crisis-full and turbulent. Give thanks. Give thanks. Give thanks. Give thanks. To put you on the pathway of assurance. Everything is under control. Nothing spoiled. Nothing missing. Give thanks. Number seven, right? Number seven, thanksgiving releases blessings and harvests that are due. When something is due that is ready, hanging in the air for you, your thanksgiving facilitates the release. Thanksgiving releases blessings and harvests that are due. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 4, for every creature of God is good and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving. Receiving happens with thanksgiving. Can I give you an illustration? I meet this man and I said, I have a 7-bedroom duplex for you that has basement and 3 living rooms for you in a Sokoro district of Abuja. Oh, and then there's another one in Metama. Which one would you prefer? And then he looks at me and says, Yes, I'm hearing. Himself is saying, because he knows that that cannot be his behavior. And the person, I'm hearing, be talking. That is like, let me see it first, be talking. What will I do? Even if you are my father or mother, even if I will give it later, not now, not with that attitude, not with that behavior, are you taking my generosity for granted? Are you doubting my capability to make that happen? Are you doubting generosity for granted? Doubting my capability and doubting my sincerity. On your way, baby, on your way. I better look for somebody else. You know what happens? But when you now say to somebody, I have a house, 7-bedroom duplex for you. He said, for who, sir? How? Me? Me? How? If it is some for our people from the southwest, they went the Dobale Street, Dobalize. Some is even rolling on the ground. Ori meo. Emike. Me? Who did you do this to? What I do? Let me start that. You know what you will do? You will hand over that house to that man in a hurry. And if possible, begin to add other things. For the volume of appreciation. Okay, I'm going to fix a 20 kV, 50 kVA generator in the house. All right? You are over appreciative. Hallelujah! That is what happens. When you appreciation brings crystallization. What God has already, what is due, enters your hand when you begin to give thanks. There are things hanging in the air, in the realm of the spirit, that has not entered the hands of people and may not enter some people's hands because the murmuring is too much, the grumbling is too much, the complaining is too much. And God is saying, you know what? If that is what your attitude and your mindset, just remain where you are until you know how to appreciate. Somebody say, I have a check of 5 million naira for you for Christmas. If you are going to receive it, say loud amen. What do? You wait until the check enters your hand before you say thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. It didn't need to enter. The thanksgiving begins on the spot. The appreciation begins on the spot. That is how it is. God has promised us many things in the scripture. Begin to appreciate him for them already. Begin to thank him. Begin to celebrate him. And then it begins to enter your hands. I prophesy to somebody, what belongs to you in this season, it must enter your hand. The things that are yours in this season, no devil shall deprive you. Look at your neighbor, say, get ready for an unusual gift, an unusual release in this season. Say, tell them three times, get ready, get ready, get ready. How many of you will thank more now? You will thank more. You will begin to thank more. Make it a lifestyle. Hallelujah. He's alive. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm grateful, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You see, the devil knows all of these things. So he baptizes us with the spirit of depression, the spirit of murmuring, the spirit of complaining, grumbling, and just keeps you in that mood so that good things are withheld from you. Your destiny is held back from you. What you should step into is held back from you. But no more. I said no more. I say it's a new day. I say it's a new season. Shout the loudest. Amen. Finally, thanksgiving. Give the Lord a shout of victory. Are we in number 8 now? Thanksgiving is a faith expression that recognizes God as the source of all things. It's a faith expression that recognizes God as the source of all things. Why is that important? When God sees faith, he moves. Thanksgiving is a faith expression that recognizes God as the source of all things. I am not healthy because I am doing exercise. I am not healthy because I am eating correct. I am healthy because God is helping me. I am not the head of my organization because I am too intelligent. There are equally intelligent people or even more intelligent people, but yet God took me there. I am there because of God. So all of this is pointing to God as source. It's an expression of faith in God. And whenever God sees faith, he moves. Psalm 106 verse 12, he said, they believed his word, they sang his praise. And you know, thanksgiving is a department of praise. They gave him thanks. In Romans chapter 4 verse 20 concerning Abraham, the Bible said, he was strong in faith. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. So when you know how to give, see, thanksgiving and faith living are the same. They are wired. Oh yes. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 8. It says, whom having not seen, yet believing, that is faith, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Thanking and believing are like hand in glove. If you don't believe God did it, you won't say thank you to him. If you believe you did it, you will thank yourself. You will praise yourself. If you believe your uncle did it, you will praise your uncle. You only believe God did it when you are thanking him profusely. And when God is seeing such a faith expression, he moves in your life to do more. I see somebody here today, God is about to do more things in your life. Can you say a louder amen? Can you say a louder amen? One pastor came here some time ago. And he see, after we take a testimony, we'll sing and be dancing. He said, ah, what's happening here? So there was somebody saying he's healed of headache. He's healed of pain in the chest. And they stopped and began to dance. Is that how you people do it? I said, that is why we are here.
And that's what is taking us there. We're in a crusade sometime with an evangelist. Dr. Misenencha will remember sometime, somewhere in the country. After every testimony, we'll stop and begin to dance. And after some testimony, we'll stop again. The man said, you are wasting time. Just be taking the testimonies, let them be going. You are wasting the time. If you are doing like that, you will. Beloved brothers and sisters, we told him, oh God, that is how we do it. This is our pattern. It's our culture. If the blind eye is healed, we will dance. If the ear pain is healed, we will dance. If somebody stepped out of the wheelchair, we will dance. If headache is healed, we'll dance. Now, God is replicating this same all over the world, all the way to Pakistan, all the way to Namibia, all the way to Angola, Madagascar, all the way to Venezuela, Canada, USA, everywhere. I mean, God has taken this thing to the ends of the earth. If we had listened to that man, we would have been quarantined as if it was COVID. Hallelujah. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody here is blessed, and if you are the one, your amen will be the loudest. Somebody here is blessed, and if you are the one, you shout the loudest amen. I am not sure I have preached on Thanksgiving as comprehensive as this. For these 20-something, 30 years. And I believe that with this intensity of preaching, God is about to give you a miracle that you have never seen before. As we conclude, finally, when do we give thanks? Or what do we give thanks? Okay, when do we give thanks? Three occasions we give thanks when God has already done something. We give thanks for what he already did. In Luke chapter 17 and in verse 15, Jesus saw some lepers and one of them, and he told them to go show themselves to the priest. While they were going, they were healed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, he turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. We thank God when we have noticed that God did something. He just gave us a testimony. All right. Note this. When you thank God for what he already did, it is established. Don't forget that. When you thank God for what God already did, what he has already done, it establishes that testimony. Now let's go to number two. When do we thank God? We thank God when God is currently doing something. Something is happening. It may not have been concluded yet, but something is happening. That is, you don't wait for a testimony to finish before you thank. You may not necessarily come out to share the testimony, but the thanking happens while the process is happening. There are people who are saying, let me wait until it finishes. You are waiting too late. It may not finish. We thank God when he is currently doing something for what he is currently doing. And like we saw in Luke chapter 17 verse 19, when that man came and thanked God, Jesus said to him, arise, go your way. Your faith has made thee whole. The man was healed, but now he's whole. Now, so when you thank God, the first time I say, when you thank God for what he did, it is established. When you thank him for what he is doing, it is perfected. It's completed. Your thanksgiving completes the testimony. It completes the process. At creation, when God saw the first day, he said, this is good. Then the next day is good. He didn't wait until the last day before he appreciates even himself. Before he appreciates what was going on. When we thank him for what he did, it is established. When we thank him for what he is doing, it is perfected. And when do we thank him? Thirdly, we thank him for what he is yet to do. What we are expecting him to do, he's yet to do it. We thank him in advance. That is, anything you want God to do, begin to thank him in advance. John chapter 11 verse 41. At the tomb of Lazarus, Jesus lifted up his eyes and he said, Father, I thank you because you have heard me. Lazarus was still in the grave, but he was thanking the Father ahead of that testimony. The miracle of 5 loaves and 2 fishes. In John chapter 6 verse 11 to verse 12, he took the 5 loaves and blessed and gave thanks. He was giving thanks when the miracle had not yet happened. He was giving thanks for a miracle that has not even started. But he gave thanks. Listen. When you give thanks for what he is yet to do, it is accelerated. It speeds up. It speeds up. The process gains speed. Speed is accelerated. Something that has not yet happened, you have already begun to thank him. It is accelerated. That was what happened to the lepers. In Luke 17 verse 12, all the way to verse 14. As he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And he said to them, go show yourself to the priest. That is, go and give thanks that you are healed. While they were going, they were healed. You accelerate the miracle. Are you trusting God for a husband? Begin to thank God for a husband. Are you trusting God for a child? Begin to thank God for a child. Are you trusting God for another phase of your ministry? Begin to thank God. Are you thanking God for another realm of operation? Begin to thank God. Whenever you thank him in expectation, he brings you acceleration. Beloved, in all of this, the Bible said, we should give God glory in the beauty of holiness. Psalm 29 and in verse 2. Give unto the Lord the glory or the thanks that is due to his name. Worship him in the beauty of holiness. Whatever you will do, ensure that your conscience remain clear, your conscience remain pure, your conscience remain undefiled as you give God the thanks. Somebody is blessed here, say amen. How many people has God spoken to today? How many are giving God the thanks today? Now lift up your hands while you are seated and just begin to appreciate him for his mercy upon you. Thank him for his goodness and his mercies. Thank him for his word to you this morning. Father, thank you. Adonai, thank you. Elion, thank you. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Blessed be your name. Larote Sidi Gabaranana Satalaya da Haradaya. Leko Paratasanina Makosta Lorabada. Yerata balabada 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 hasitola. Rekata sinu magalaya tasini gelaya taratoko salagadiri. Rekata sodi geborani tesila garada galadesha. Masa kore tebe gunase fina galaya dasi. Ma catalino marata sede geloya da galaya da dohuzada. Open your mouth and give him the praise. Give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name. Lift the hands. I say, Father, I am grateful for all you have done for me. Be glorified, Lord. In Jesus' name. How many of us, from all that we heard this morning, you have at least one thing, two, or maybe three reasons to give God thanks? Anybody? All right, stand up on your feet. Stand up on your feet. Give him the praise. All right, take your seat one moment. Take your seat one moment. Don't forget that it's end of year Thanksgiving service. There is one thing, two things, or at least three things. You are not in acute pain. You traveled, you came back. something you have at least to thank God for.
Will you now stand up on your feet with a loud shout of victory? A louder shout of victory. Louder shout of victory. Now, we are going to celebrate God for 8 minutes. H stands for a new beginning. I trust God that after this Thanksgiving, somebody will be ushered into the realm of the new beginning. And if you are the one, you will say aloud, amen. Wave your hands and give him the praise. Give him the praise. 8 minutes. While that 8 minutes is on, either it's a very, very striking testimony that somebody needs to let us hear, we'll be glad to hear it. While that 8 minutes is on. But before we step into the 8 minutes, can you lift up your hands everywhere you are? That's right. Anywhere you are today on this, in this sanctuary, on the ground floor, the gallery, anywhere you are today, and you are saying to me, Pastor, I need to have Jesus in my life. I need to have my sins forgiven. I need today to mark a new day in my life. Place your hand on your chest and pray this prayer after me. Please remain standing. Pray it and mean it. Say, Lord Jesus. Mean it. Lord Jesus. Louder. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life, Lord. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Jesus. No turning back. Forward ever. Backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Everyone, please don't move 1 inch until we share the grace in a short while. Everyone who prayed that prayer and surrendered their life to Christ, come your way forward while the dance starts immediately. Go ahead in celebration. Dance your way forward. Help me. Now, while we do that, help me shake 3 hands around you. Tell them I want to praise God. I want to give God thanks. Go ahead and begin to celebrate the King of Kings. Those who pray the prayer, that's right. Those who pray the prayer to surrender their life to Jesus, be on your way forward now. All right, just give me 1 minute. While they are doing so, everyone lift up your hand. Say, Father, I am here to thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness in my life. Can you place those 10 things again on the screen? Say, Father, I thank you for the gift of life. I appreciate you for causing me to thrive in the midst of hard times. Thank you, Lord, for helping me to remain close to you despite the pressures of life. Say, Father, thank you.
Father, thank you.
For supplies.
For supplies.
Divine provision.
Divine provision.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For your intervention.
For your intervention.
In emergency situations.
Emergency
situation. In my life.
In my life.
Say, Father.
Father.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For frustrating.
For frustrating.
The plots of the enemy.
The plots of the enemy.
The devices of the enemy.
Devices of the,
the
enemy.
Agenda of the enemy.
The agendas of
against
enemy.
My life.
Against my life.
Father, thank you.
Father, thank
for the fulfillment.
For the fulfillment.
Of your promise.
Of your promise.
Of your word.
On your word.
In my life.
In my life.
Father, thank you.
Father, thank you.
For the gift of people,
the gift of
people and opportunities,
and opportunities
in my life.
In my life.
Father, thank you.
Father, thank you
for safety,
for safety,
for preservation,
for preservation
in all journeys.
In all journeys.
Be glorified, Lord.
Glorified, Lord.
Because of freedom,
of freedom
from pain,
from pain,
from hurt,
from hurt,
from discomfort,
discomfort,
from inconveniences. Be glorified, Lord,
glorified
in the name of Jesus.
Name of
go
Jesus.
On ahead and let's pray. 1 minute, 1 minute. Father, thank you. 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 Adonai, thank you. Elion, thank you.